Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. As it gets colder, state officials are concerned about Michigan residents that may not be able to pay for their heating bills and could have their service shut off, especially now that a fund set up to help those facing that situation has been struck down by the State Court of Appeals. To talk about what the options are, I'm joined by Judy Powell now. She's a spokeswoman for the Michigan Public Service Commission. Welcome to the program, Judy.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, before we get into what those who may be facing a service shutoff can do, what is this low-income energy efficiency fund, and on what grounds did the court strike it down?
Right. The Michigan Court of Appeals, back in July, issued a decision stating that the PSC did not have statutory authority to administer the fund. And so since that time, the funds that would have been disbursed with the beginning of the fiscal year on October 1st, those funds did not go out. And so the agencies that normally help folks with energy assistance, you know, they don't have those funds.
And how long has this fund been in place, and how much money was it handing out every year to people in need?
Right. Back in the year 2000, Public Act 141 established the fund. So since 2002 up until this year, the fund has disbursed over $500 million for low-income customers, both for energy assistance and for energy efficiency.
I see. So essentially, it was there to make sure that people don't freeze to death?
Yes, to assist folks that were facing shut-off, and to help folks, low-income homeowners, weatherize their homes so that they can be more energy efficient.
So how does the court then decide that after this is in place and it, from what you're describing, it's working to help those in need, how does the court then position itself to say that the funds cannot be allocated?
Right. The back in 2008, the Michigan legislature did a massive rewrite of Michigan's energy laws. And when they rewrote that, they failed to include mention of the fund. And so that is what the court had an issue with. The legislature omitted these obsolete references. And even though the legislature since that time has made allocated funds annually to the tune of $90 million, and there's even one additional law where they reference the fund, that Public Act 286 of 2008 did not mention the fund.
So I'm trying to understand, are we looking at this, this is the first winter where tens of thousands of Michiganians that were relying on these funds to maintain their bills and their heat in their homes will now not have this money this year?
That's correct.
That sounds like a fairly dire situation. Have lawmakers responded, or is there anything they can do to change that?
Well, I understand that the legislature is looking at reforming the entire energy assistance process to make sure that it's efficient and also that, you know, diminishing dollars make it to those who need it most.
I'm talking to Judy Powell now. She's the spokeswoman for the Michigan Public Service Commission. So what is it that folks who now will not have money through these through the services and the programs that have been in place for several years, what can they do this year to avoid having their power shut off?
Yes, there are things that people can do. And we advise folks who even think they will have a problem this winter paying their energy bills to contact their utility now and do not wait for a shutoff notice. And by doing that, they can hopefully be put on a shutoff prevention program, and there are several. So for folks who, regardless of income, there's something called the budget payment plan, and that just is a nice way to even out your utility payments throughout the year so you don't have any surprises, no heat spikes in the winter, no electric spikes in the summer, and you know ahead of time what you're going to be paying. And that's available to anyone, regardless of income. And then for low-income folks, they have a couple of other options. Michigan law does require that utilities offer something called the Winter Protection Plan, and that is something that's available to both low-income customers as well as senior citizens, regardless of income. That program runs from November 1 through March 31, and if you're eligible for the program and part of the program, you can avoid shutoff during that period as long as you abide by the rules of the program. And you're basically paying 7% of your estimated annual bill monthly. And if you do have any arrears, you can, I believe that you need to be paying toward that as well. But that can get you through the winter time and avoid a shutoff. And then perhaps even better, both DTE Energy and Consumers Energy offer year-round shutoff protection programs. And that, as the name implies, is available year-round. It's not just the winter time. And that's another way for low-income customers to avoid shutoff.
So utilities will basically not shut your power off then if you contact them and there is grace. If you don't have the funds, they will work around it. I mean, do utilities shut off service on a regular basis in the middle of the winter? It seems like a potentially dangerous thing to do.
Yes, shutoffs are allowed in Michigan, but really, in almost all cases, it can be avoided by getting on one of these plans and abiding by the rules. And that's why we're encouraging folks, even now, to call the utility and get on a plan before a problem occurs.
Well, but if you're talking about these thousands of people that have relied on funds that the state had set up, they're probably being swamped with phone calls at this point.
Well, I haven't talked to them, but we're anticipating that many people will be contacting their utilities.
And what is what's ahead for this court case and for the Low Income Energy Efficiency Fund? Are you hopeful that it will somehow be reestablished?
The commission back on September 1 did file an appeal with the Michigan Supreme Court, so it is possible that the Supreme Court may reinstate the fund. And then, as I mentioned, the legislature is also looking at this issue very carefully, and so it is possible that they could provide a long-term solution with a new law.
You know, I also noticed that the Michigan Public Service Commission authorized electric rates to increase for Detroit Edison, and I know that Consumers Energy is likely to do the same. Can you comment on that? I mean, what's behind the need for these increased rates?
Yeah, the Detroit Edison case happened this week, and that did result in an increase. You know, Michigan and all over the country, utilities are dealing with environmental compliance costs that they're mandated to put in place. They have to pay higher prices for the fuel to run the plants. So, for example, coal or natural gas. And these are all costs that are going up. The commission did approve an increase, but it was 60% less than what Edison asked for.
I see. Now, are these utilities in a financial bind then?
Well, they come in and they have to prove their case to the commission that they need additional funds. And so what they asked for and what they got, you know, are two different worlds. It was 60% less than what they asked for. So the commission looks at everything very, very carefully before they approve anything.
You know, the one other thing I noted is that the U.S. Energy Information Agency shows that Michigan electric customers already pay more than customers in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Is there any particular reason why here in Michigan do pay more than our neighboring states?
Well, as I mentioned, the coal prices are going up, and Michigan imports 100% of its coal, unlike some of our neighboring states that have coal resources. So that's one of the big reasons. Now, one of the things that is underway, thanks to these new energy laws that were put in place in 2008, is something called de-skewing. And what that means is Michigan is adjusting its rates so that each customer class has a rate that reflects the cost to serve them. And so that is being adjusted, and that's taking place over a five-year period. So by 2013, we will have rates, each class, residential, commercial, and industrial, will have rates that reflect the cost to serve them. And so the good news for business is that those rates will be coming down for them, so our job creators will be more competitive.
And finally, I know that Detroit Edison will be raising the rates by, I guess the bills for customers will be up by 1.5% starting tomorrow. Do you expect the increase to also be then approved for Consumers Energy?
That is a case that's still underway, so it's unknown what that will result in.
I see. And are they also then asking for much more than I guess, the range of increase that you're going to approve is?
They are asking for an increase. That's correct.
I see. Okay. Well, Judy Powell now, spokeswoman for the Michigan Public Service Commission. Thank you very much for joining me, Judy.
Thank you.